Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And isn't that what we all want? Is just a little bit of happiness and all this craziness? Man, I'm trying to give you a positive perspective on your life and help you be happy. It's not that hard. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the show. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Share it. Get it out on all the social media while it's still out there. You just might change someone's life. That music that you heard in the beginning of the show, you know who it's by. It's by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications, written especially for the Be Positive podcast. Check out all his publications at SchultzMusic.com. And if you get a chance, please go to the website, BePositivePodcast.com. Click on that merch tab and pick something up from the store. You know, everything that you buy from the store gets me one step closer to getting out my book called, drumroll please, The Positive Perspective. I posted a couple pictures of the first proof. I am breezing through it. I am flying through it, getting this thing. It should be out and available for purchase by the end of the month. Man, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Let's get this baby done. If you got something you want to say or you've got something you want to send me, go to the text line. Grab your phone, 304-506-3332. Let me know what's going on in your life and I'll talk about it. And you know what? I got a text message from Lucy. And it was for the thought for the day. And I said, send me a picture. Notice something that's always been there that you've never seen before. And she sent me a picture of these beautiful flowers that were outside of her work, apparently. I think it's her work. Yeah, at her job. And there are these beautiful flowers that she sent that she never noticed them before. She just walked by them. So pay attention to your life. Be aware. I want to keep this thing going. I want to keep this going and make this a theme. If there's some, I want you to notice something in your life that you haven't noticed before. And I want you to send me a picture of it. I want to see it. I want to see it. I'm not going to share it. Not going to post it. I might talk about it, but send it to me at 304-506-3332. I want to see the thing that you just noticed that you've been overlooking, the beauty of the world that you've been overlooking all this time. All right. And if you've got a story, if you've got something that you want my positive perspective on, you like the way I use that? I'm going to use that more often. You know where to go. Go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Your story can help other listeners. Trust me, we're all going through a lot of the same stuff. And what you're going through could help someone else. And you know, I know how good it makes me feel to help you guys. So how good is it going to make you feel to help someone else? Right? So go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show. And you know what else I'll do? I'll give you a shout out, just like Kathy from Algona, Iowa, listening on Spotify. And Eileen. Hey, Eileen, listening on Spotify. Thanks for letting me know you're listening. And Shin on Spotify. And Shin says, he asked, how can I be motivated to my goals without feeling the fear of failure? Because this is all that I feel every day. Well, Shin, don't worry about failure because you can't, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Just think about the moment. You know, if you keep, what's that thing they say? The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. So don't worry about failure because you're going to fail. All of us fail, but you pick yourself up and you go on. It's not the end of the world. And if you make a decision that is wrong, make a new one. Change it. It's okay. But don't focus on your failures. I'm sure, Shin, that you've accomplished some good things in your life. So think about those and don't think about your failures because I know you're not failing at everything. I know it. No one fails at everything they do. So find that shining light for yourself that's making you happy. All right, here we are. The part of the show where that's on my screen, it says the thought for the day. And damn it, I haven't put anything up there again. I never do that. I think I actually put something in that that part of the screen that actually I actually did that once or twice. But today, the thought for the day is, don't worry about losing. Who cares? If you lost the game, if you lost the bet, if you lost a relationship, if you lost your job, don't focus on losing. Don't focus on the loss. Focus on the next thing. Okay, you lost. You lost your relationship. You lost your job. You lost your leg. I mean, that's pretty dramatic. But think about it. People lose things all the time, and they go on to with their life. I've seen people that have lost both legs and both arms come back from the military and do unbelievable things. So don't focus on the loss. Focus on what you have to give, okay? So that's my thought for the day. And that one wasn't too bad, right? Okay, today's show comes from, I think it comes from Eileen, okay? Eileen, I wanted to do your show right away because I can totally relate to it. I can totally relate to what you're talking about. And the name of the show is I Can't Shake My Depression After Losing My Dad. So I'm going to read her short email and then I'm going to talk about it. It says, hi, my name is Eileen. I've been in a severe depression for almost 20 years since my dad died in 2002. I've had so many bad things happening to me and I've never been a bad person. I've tried being a great friend and a great wife and a good mom, only 36 years old, and I've been through so much, I feel like I'm older than I really am. Since I found your podcast, I've been listening to you every day, and I'm smiling again. You're really helping me get out of always thinking so negatively. Awesome. That's what I'm trying to do. I always think of the worst case, and I've already been through so much, I never expect anything good because I get scared of being let down. But thanks to you, I'm really getting better, so thank you so much. Okay, Eileen, first of all, thank you for the props, thank you for the compliments, and thank you for joining the podcast, and I'm glad that my words are helping you to find your happiness. Now, let me make this clear. I am not making you happy. You are making you happy. So I wanted to do this show because it really hit home with me. Short story, when I was 10 years old, my dad was my hero. My dad was a drummer. He played all over the place. I'm a drummer. I used to go sit in with his band at 6, 7, 8 years old and play drums. And it was great. And he was the most incredible father. I had the most incredible relationship. And he died right before my 11th birthday. He died August 1st. My birthday is August 29th. And I remember that year in school was the worst. I hated God. I hated the world. I was mad at everything in the world and I was depressed and nothing mattered. Nothing mattered. And at that year, I remember my band director, Mr. Hamilton, God rest his soul. He might still be alive, but Mr. Hamilton talked to me a lot and helped me get through that most troublesome time in my life. And I'm a little bit older now, quite a bit. But you know what? It for many, many, many years, I don't know if I'd call it depression for me, but I was angry. I was angry at the world. I hated the world. I couldn't understand why my father was taken away from me, and there was no excuse. And I said there's no God. I was a religious person growing up. But I was mad at God. I was mad at the world. And I just like, all I did, my dad was a drummer. I was a drummer. All I did was play drums because that was my connection to him. Because of that, my drums became my addiction. And that was my connection to my dad. Now, here it is almost 50 years later. Good Lord, I'm getting old. Almost 50 years later, and when I look at the picture, I have a picture of me and my dad when I was like eight or nine, and standing, we took a photograph of me in a little baseball outfit and him standing there holding my hand and stuff like that. And I look at that picture and I remember that moment and I remember how awesome he was. And it took a lot of years. I'm telling you, it took me a lot of years to come to terms with the fact that he's only his body is gone. And for, man, through all my life, all my rock and roll touring, all over the country, playing, opening at for national acts and doing all the things that rock and roll musicians do on the road and, feeling like I was invincible and I didn't care about myself. I didn't care what happened to me because I still held that hatred and that anger, not hatred, that anger to the world because my dad was taken away from me. It wasn't fair. And I saw other kids that had dads that they didn't show them the affection. They weren't grateful that they still had their dad. And it goes for both parents, not just dads, but I'm focusing on dads because I can relate to it. But it's been 20 years and you're still depressed. You're hanging on to the past. Now, after 20 years, you're 36 years old. So what? You were 16 when your dad died. Okay. Now you're probably a daddy's girl. Cause all daughters are. I know my daughter's my little princess, but feeling your dad, think about this. Your father would not want you to be depressed. And you are depressed because you loved him so much and you missed him. And you know what? He's in your heart. His spirit is around you. His energy has not left because energy is eternal. It's forever. It can't be created or destroyed. This physical body that we're in is just a manifestation of our emotion, of our energy. It's a physical manifestation of our energy. And we get this chance to experience this physical part of life. Now, you got to have your dad for 16 years. I only had mine for 10. You're 36. I'm over 50, I'm going to say, because I don't want to tell my age. But once you realize that you don't have to be depressed, because first of all, you have to accept the fact that he's gone. His physical body is gone. Your memories will never fade. Your emotional attachment to your dad is always there. Sometimes I'll sit and I will look at a picture of my dad, or I will stop and I will just start thinking about the good times that we had, or the sad times, whatever. And maybe I'll cry. Maybe I'll laugh. Maybe whatever. I'll experience that emotion. And you know what? I let myself experience that emotion to the fullest. And you have to do that. Maybe you haven't grieved. Maybe you haven't accepted. It sounds like you haven't accepted the fact that he's gone. And you're pissed. And you know what? You should be. It's not fair. I can speak from experience. I am not talking hypothetical. I am talking to you from personal experience. It is not fucking fair. But that's life. And that is this physical life that we're living in now, this physical existence that you have, is such a short part. It seems like when you live 80 years or 100 years, it seems like forever. But in the whole grand scheme of the universe, it's the blink of an eye. And it's hard for us to fathom. It's hard for you to actually understand. It's hard for me to understand how huge the universe is. The universe is infinite. And the human mind can't grasp the fact that when you look up into the sky, it's infinite. It goes on forever. That there's billions of stars. That there's energy all around us. And if you think about this, I try to make it simple when I think about this, but you think about energy and people. I think about my dad and my mom as energy. And their energy is still in the universe. And their energy is like a Wi-Fi signal. Okay. Now I'm making this sound kind of simple, but this is how simple I think of it. Their energy is just like a Wi-Fi signal. Wi-Fi is all around you. You take out your phone or you get on your computer, you're on a Wi-Fi signal. You're on the internet, you're going back and forth, you're sending emails, you're airdropping stuff from your phone to your computer. It's going through the universe, through the air, and going to your computer. So information is all around you all the time. Energy is all around you all the time. We just can't see it because we only see such a shallow portion of the spectrum of the universe that we can visually, conceptually understand, that we can't see all the energy around us. We can't see all of the, I can't say people because they're not people, but all the energy around you right now. Everything exists at the same time. Everything happens at the same time. There is no such thing as time when it comes to energy in the universe. Okay. Now I'm not going to get all hypothetical and crazy and whatever and start getting into the quantum and stuff. But to get back to your question, you can't shake your depression after losing your dad. You can. Okay. You have to let him go. The physical dad is gone. He's gone. But you know what? He's in your heart. He's in the pictures. He's in the videos that you have. He's in all the memories that you have, all the good times. Think about if your dad was sitting next to you right now, would he want you to be sad? Would he want you to be depressed and miss him? No. He would say to you, don't worry, Eileen. I'm here. I will be here always because I am made from energy. And when you die, we will be together again. And when you start believing that in your heart of hearts, when you open up your heart and start understanding that we will all be together again because we'll leave this physical plane and go back to energy. And just like you've heard people say that they've had near-death experiences or they've had afterlife experiences, they see everybody, they see a light, they feel total euphoria, total happiness, they see their great-grandparents, they see everybody, and that's what it is. And there's no sense of time, and everything happens at the same time, and everything is happening simultaneously. Humans have created time. So your father is here. He's right here. My dad is right here. He's in my heart. He's in my mind. He's in my soul. He is part of me. It's an energy. It's a bond that will never be broken from here to eternity. So when I finally pass, it'll be like, cool. Hey, Dad, what's up? That's the way I think about it. And I don't mean to make light of it, but once you realize that this is just temporary, and for you to waste your life being depressed, to spend your life being depressed over a loss of a physical being, if you knew in your heart of hearts that you would see him again when this passed, and you realized that, okay, my life is, I'm going to live to be 80 years old, but it's going to be like that, a snap, and then I'm going to be back to energy, and I'm going to be back with him. And you're going to understand more. So your job, all of our purpose, our whole purpose here on this planet is to learn how to love, to learn how to self-love, and to learn how to love ourselves and how to love other people and how to understand that we are bigger than this. There's more to us than this meat suit we walk around in. And I've said that before because that's what this is. We're walking around in a meat suit. This is a physical manifestation of our conscious, our subconscious mind, our energy. This is a physical manifestation and it's temporary. So you're going to go too. And guess what? When you die, somebody else is going to feel pain. Hopefully they won't be depressed. So it's been 20 years. Your dad died in 2002. My dad died in 1971. And guess what? It still hurts. I still think about him. It bothers me. And sometimes I get sad, and that's okay. Emotions are okay. But don't let it hold you back. Your dad would not want you to, your life to revolve around his death. Okay? And that sounds kind of harsh to deal with, but it's something you have to accept. He would not want you to be depressed for the rest of your life because you don't see his physical being. Because right now, he sees you. He's around you. He's experiencing your energy. He knows that, we're all connected. We're all one. We all come from the same energy. And the sooner people start realizing that on this planet, the more the positive energy of this planet will rise and the more positivity we can have on this planet and we can get through this. I think all this is a test. And we're here. I honestly believe that we are here on this planet at this point in time. We chose to come here to experience what is going on now on this planet. Whether it's politics, whether it's relationships, whether it's whatever it is in your life that you're experiencing, we chose this. And we have to learn how to deal with it and understand that we are bigger and there's more to us than this meat suit. That's the only thing I can say. This body that we're in, there is so much more to us than this physical body, and there's so much more to the world and to the universe than you can see with your eyes. So it's time to open your mind and accept the fact that all you lost was the physical part of your father. You still have the connection to him. You can still talk to him. You can still listen to him. When you ask a question, he's there, right? He's in your mind. He's in your heart. Don't question it. I can still hear my dad talking when I ask a question. I honestly know that he is still watching over me because I've done some stupid shit and I've survived. So I know that his energy is still there. Okay. So drop the depression, Eileen. I'm telling you right now, it's not worth it. He's gone. It's time to move on, but his energy will always be there. And just rejoice in the time you had together. You had 16 years. You're lucky. I had 10. Some people only have 2. Other people have their parents till they're 100 freaking years old, and it's not fair, but you can't judge that. So I hope that you understand that you have only lost your physical father. Your emotional and energy of your father is still in your heart and in your mind. Okay? All right, Eileen, you could do it. You could do it. I want to hear a follow-up from you. I want you to think about this podcast, and I want to hear from you and hear your thoughts on what I've said, okay? And anybody else who wants to chime in and feels that they've lost somebody and they can't get over it, if this helped you out, let me know. Text me, 304-506-3332. Let me know if this podcast is actually helping you, all right? All right, I appreciate you guys listening. Kathy, Eileen, Shin, all you guys taking the time to let me know you're listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Looks like Spotify is the winner today. And if you get a chance, I want you to send me a picture of that thing. Let me look real quick on my phone. What did it say? What was it? Something that you've never noticed before? I want you to notice something new in your life, in your regular, everyday, normal, routine life. I want you to notice something new that you've never seen before that just stands out. And I want you to send me a picture of it. I want to see it. All right. Lucy was the first one. She sent me some beautiful flowers. And to walk by those every day, I don't know how long you've been walking by those and not noticed them. But the fact that you noticed them and sent it to me, I really appreciate that. So let me see what you're noticing in your life. Something new, something beautiful, something, whatever it is. Send it to me, 304-506-3332. Go to the website, share your story, and I'll talk about it on the show. I hope it helps. I hope this show helps you to be positive and happy and find the keys to your happiness. Don't forget, the book's coming out. It is coming out, The Positive Perspective. I will do everything in my power to give you the tools to be happy and to share my positive perspective. All right, that's it. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.